What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, you boys drinking?
Ready.
Ready.
Hey, No, that's cool, man. Just talk at the exact same time.
Remember when Scuba came to us and said, hey, man, you guys want to do that advertisement where you guys order the alcohol during the show? Yeah. Whatever happened to that?
That'd been a great one. Hey, are you guys doing intros?
I'll try.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it live. No, Arnold, you know I always do it live. Get over there. It's about to be the weekend. Have yourself a beer. I'll do it live.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What?
Got me slipping there.
Oh, my goodness. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it is Sizzin. I'm jumping ahead of Eddie. He is in another state. I believe he's working for charity. God bless him. Hey, y'all. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville. With Baser, she's my wife, and we enjoy our marriage very much, guys. I love her.
Like, what do you mean you enjoy it? Like, how do you enjoy it?
Top
three things podcast. About marriage.
Being organized.
Give me your Mount Rushmore of marriage.
Oh, my God.
Well, here we go.
Joe. She keeps me organized. That's just a generic one. Financially, because for her job, she balances budgets. Financially,
she's a breadwinner.
I've never been more in control of my finances.
I thought for sure you would tell him to keep your wife's name out of his mouth.
No,
right?
He can say whatever. The other one is she created like this smooth. I'm going to just keep this going. She created like this smooth dynamic between my whole family. So like we'll get on group texts and it's all awesome. Kind of because she got added to the text. So she answers questions. She's an expert on this. Like, you know, I like older family members that are like going through health issues. Like my wife knows a ton of information.
Also, she keeps the conversation flowing.
Yeah, she's great.
Because my wife, I'm going to tell you one thing.
I still have one more.
Oh, sorry.
And the third one is, you know.
No.
No. Can you tell us?
Boomer listens to this one. I'm not going into detail.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, here's the thing about my wife. What she does that's really annoying, and it started with the, you know, little pandemic that we had and missing her family. They started a weekly Zoom call. Every Sunday morning at 11 a.m., they get on Zoom and they talk, which is fine, cool. I thought it was going to be like a once-a-month thing. They still do it every freaking Sunday.
What?
Every Sunday with her parents, her sister, her cousin, her aunt, and they are all on the Zoom every Sunday at 11 a.m., and they sit there minimum an hour. And really, you want to know what they talk about? Nothing. Nothing, because you talk to each other throughout the week, just individually. Like she talks to her parents.
We are gathered here on this Sunday.
Yeah.
How have you been?
That's what I was going to say. It's like church for them.
She talks to her sister throughout the week. She talks to her cousin. They text. But then they all get on the family Zoom, and they pretty much go over the exact same stories that they shared to each other individually in a big group setting. You want to know who's never on that Zoom call? Her brother. He's like, I am not having this. He is never on the Zoom call. You want to know who else is never on the Zoom call? me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I disappear during that hour. I am like, guys,
sorry, got stuff to do. I'm going to run an errand.
I got to go work on the yard.
I got to go work on the yard. I got to go take a crap. I got to go. The kids need me down. Yeah, they need me. Oh, the kids are in here. Whatever. I find something to do where I don't have to sit there and just be like, so anything else going on, guys? Yeah. Oh, we saw a nice flower yesterday. Cool.
Yeah, I love daffodils. The gene of that flower is so beautiful.
Her cousin, who lives in California, is just waking. Oh, we just woke up. Yeah, we slept in a little bit, so we're gonna be making eggs here in a minute. And I'm like, this is what we get on. I understand missing your family, but an hour Zoom call at least every week. Little much for me.
That was an amazing way to start the podcast.
Let's intro
our other two people.
Our other members of our family.
Since we have everybody's interest now, thanks to Lunchbox. What up, everybody? It's K-Dog. It's been a minute. I'm the real sports genius, and I am single, unlike Ray. My Mount Rushmore of singles are I get to do what I want. It's a lot cheaper. I get to do what I want. And it's a lot cheaper. And with that being said, we'll go to Pitt.
But, I mean, let's be real.
Is it really that much cheaper,
though?
You're
really just getting over a heartbreak, so let's not act.
No.
Let's not act.
Don't do it to him on the pod.
We're not going to say a heartbreak over here.
Let me ask. What's his name?
But he acts like he's been single.
He lives on Broadway.
He acts like he's been single for years. Like, oh, I'm single. Just living.
He didn't act like he's been single for years. The man just said he's single. He's single.
Did I say I've been single for years?
The man just said it was three months, dude.
Don't act like I was with her for
three years.
I
know, but you were acting like, oh, yeah, I'm single because it's just so. It just happened. We understand. We don't want to get into it.
Can we open the box and pull apart the peanuts? No. I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that he was single. No, we're not talking about the way. I think where you got offended was the fact that he said he was the real sports genius. I mean, okay. I really want to pull the packing peanuts out of the box.
Welcome back, K-Dog. And then we got another one over here. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't argue if somebody labeled me a sports genius. I've made quite a few facts on the show if you follow me. Pitt's from the dead center of the United States in Kansas. Saturday night, you can find me watching the number one seed left in the tournament, the Rock Chalk Jayhawks, hopefully taking care of Villanova and getting our redemption after Jay Wright got us a few years back. At least he got the national championship out of it. Hopefully we get things done Saturday night and then either battle UNC or Duke. It's going to be a fun weekend, but that's your brother Pitts talking the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. Music. Thank you, Eddie, for leaving us with these two Tweedledums. But we're going to get it done this weekend.
Single, too.
We're going to get it done on this Friday.
For years, too.
Oh, The Final Four is here.
Remember, guys, it's Friday.
It's really Thursday, but we're going to act like it's Friday.
Disclaimer.
Oh, my. This is such a huge weekend. People don't realize how important this weekend is. The Final Four. The ball is tipped down in New Orleans, and the Kansas Jayhawks are trying to get some redemption against those Villanova Wildcats and Jay Wright, who are so boring, so fundamentally sound that they remind me of the San Antonio Spurs. No one talks about them because they're not sexy. They're not flashy. They're not high-flying. But what do?
They lost last
night. Game after game after game after game, and no one wants to acknowledge it. They're a tough opponent, and we can't wait. It's going to be an honor to share the court with them on Saturday, and I'm sorry to my two-year-old son. You're not going to that birthday party that you were invited to on Saturday because I got to watch the game.
Hey, good thing, though.
You're churching your kids?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. They got all nice and primed up. Villanova, thank you, St. Peter's. Got them really ready for the Final Four.
I don't think Villanova played St. Peter's.
Who'd they play?
They played Houston.
Yep.
Double laughter.
But yeah, I mean the Final Four.
Ray was out at brunch, all right?
This is it. This is what we've been waiting for. I am so excited. It's just a huge weekend for me as a Jayhawk fan.
I was gonna say, tell them your excitement because you got some allegiance.
Who's playing?
Shut up.
St. Peter's.
No.
Rutgers.
Kansas is like
St. Murray's.
Our Jayhawks, bub.
Ah.
Your boy was birthed a half hour from where the rules of basketball live.
Really?
I was
Ohio?
Yes, you were.
I was Topeka's 30 minutes from Lawrence.
Yes.
I didn't know you were born in Michigan.
Yeah. The rules of basketball do not live in Michigan.
We were the first ones to make that wicker basket and see a basketball could fit through it. My God, you go to
it wasn't a ball, hey, was it?
You drive through any yard, any neighborhood in Michigan, every kid has a basketball hoop hanging on their garage door.
They can only be used 2 months out of the
You're
year.
You're motivating me. When the 2 feet of snow melts, they can dribble the ball, shoot it into the wicker basket.
This music is a great choice.
I know, it's good. He had me motivated, man.
Hey, like, doesn't it make you excited? Like, no matter what, if you play one shining moment, it automatically elevates everything. It puts a smile on your face. It makes you like, wow, this is it. This is the moment we're waiting for.
You knew what that song was?
Yeah, is that what that's called?
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. You don't know the name of the song?
No.
By Luther Vandross?
I would not admit that I knew that song.
Oh, my God. It is like goosebumps.
Is that usually because Kansas doesn't play in the finals?
No, I watch
it. Three times we have.
I watch it every time. Like, it is the culmination of the tournament. They play it after the champion is crowned, and it's like, oh, here we go. One shining moment. You got to stay up a little later. It's like 10:30, 10:45 at night. But you know what? You've got to watch one shining moment because that is the finale of the college basketball season. And we are hoping that it's going to be Kansas in the last clip of One Shining Moment.
You can't show your allegiance during the podcast. You need to remain gender neutral.
No, Ray even Ray even came to Pitts, me and Abby, and said, hey, guys, can I get a KU sweatshirt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ray asked for a KU sweatshirt.
You guys are all decked out. Abby's decked out today.
Yeah.
For those of you that listen to the pod regularly, Muffy was on before, and you also met her at the convention in Vegas.
That's
she needs Villanova to win the family bracket. I need Kansas. There's no money involved, but it is pride in the Slater family. And either a woman wins or a man wins. Which sex is better? We'll find that out this weekend.
Ray, Ray, bro. Rock chalk.
Yeah, and I will say, thank God for Kansas, because my bracket was donezo. I was in the hundreds, and it was always my dad at the top, mom and sister talking trash. My mom goes, oh, I thought you had a podcast. I thought you knew sports. And I was always hanging bottom to middle. Well, Kansas kept pulling me up in the bracket standings. They kept winning. They kept winning. Now all I need is one more win out of Kansas and the win. I'm not saying our family, we did horrible as a family.
I don't think anybody did really good.
Yeah,
and Ray,
you don't need the national championship. You just need.
I just need that. If that's icing on the cake. Because then I would look smart on the podcast because I said they would be champions. So there's great things that can happen as long as Kansas keeps doing well.
Ray's point the other day was like, how dumb were we not to pick the Final Four? It's so obvious. Four blue bloods, four big programs. You want to know the percentage to get the Final Four? 0.09%. That's how many people got the Final Four right.
Less than 1%.
Less than 1% of brackets got the Final Four right.
But that's not just the Final Four. You're talking about just the Final Four?
Yeah.
Or it'll lead all the way up?
No, get all the Final Four teams right.
Just have those four in the
What do you mean that's it? It is so hard. An eight
seed.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's Kansas, Villanova, North Carolina.
But that's the key to winning, isn't it?
Which are all four powerhouses.
But North Carolina was an eight seed. Yeah. No one sees an eight seed going to the Final Four.
But they were so hot. I get your seed number. You throw the seed Schmied out the window.
Do the seeds really matter? The Tennessee shouldn't have been a third seed.
No, Tennessee should have been a two or a one.
Yeah, I mean, the seeds. Just
St. Peter should have been a two seed.
Judging by how they're playing.
North Carolina was hotter than a firecracker. They weren't even red hot. They were white hot. White is a one step above the red hot.
Ooh.
You see a fire, when it's burning out in the fireplace, you see the white before you see the red. That's white hot.
You know how I know he's right? Because I got myself with a pressure washer, and it wasn't red. It was white.
What do you mean you got yourself with a pressure washer?
I was pressure washer.
You weren't
doing
something. I was doing
my driveway.
Were you doing something kinky, brother?
No, she left. I was doing the drive. I was doing the driveway, and I stepped backwards, and I stepped on the hose with my heel, and so it just jumbled my step a little bit. And when it jumbled my step, I turned my wrist, and I had the pressure washer in my hand, so it turned and it sprayed. You can see it.
How long ago did it go? Oh, God. You know what happened to me one time?
If that isn't a redneck
injury. But anyway, it turned the whole skin white. Like, it wasn't red. It turned me interesting.
I was power washing. And this is years ago.
What's with power washing? Am I supposed to be power washing something?
Yeah, you need to get with it. Like, I mean, yeah.
Gosh.
I was power washing a deck, and I was standing in the yard doing it, and I guess I stepped in an ant pile, and fire ants down in Texas started biting my foot. I mean, just... And my instinct...
You sprayed your foot with the pressure washer on purpose.
Well, no. Here's the thing.
And I actually have a pressure washer story. Continue.
Here's the thing. I'm just thinking, oh, my God, I have a hose in my hand. And I sprayed my foot. It took the skin off the top of my foot. And I couldn't wear shoes for like a month. I had to wear flip-flops, and it was so gross and nasty. But it was just instinct. I mean, I'm getting tore up by the fire ants, and you just think, oh, water, and I just, yeah. Oh, stupid. Oh, my God, I'd rather have been bit by the fire ants.
They're biting my dick.
You remember the PSI? Was it electric or gas?
I don't. It was
mine
electric.
Mine was gas. So it was like 3,100 PSI. I had it cranked up. It hurt.
Yeah. Brother, is your voice going on?
Are you getting emotional right
Put
now?
Put some nuts behind
it. It hurt a little bit. The memory of it got me a little choked up.
And I still think about how stupid I was, but at the same time, you just think, oh, I have a hose in my hand. Spray the ants. Like, because you're getting just ripped.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Do you think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Maybe you guys didn't know this. It actually wasn't a pressure washer. I think back to high school and in college when I worked at the lumber mill, they have these blowers. So it's a pressure blower. Mm-hmm. So there's no water that comes out. It's just air. Well, me and my brother, you'd use these blowers to clean up the sawdust and all that. And we had the genius idea. We thought, why don't we blow ourselves down? You blow me, I blow you.
Whoa.
And then we're clean. You know, because you leave the mill, you got covered in sawdust. You try and meet up with a girl, and you got a foot of soot sitting there in her car, you know. Sure. Why not clean ourselves off before we head out on the town or something, you know?
Like an air compressor?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But it's like a gun.
It's like the tip on an air compressor, right. Like you're thinking, right?
And so, so me and him would come on, man, blow me. And he'd be like, all right, blow me.
You?
Well, one of the—
I thought your family listens.
One of the bosses sees us blowing each other, and he's like—
Oh, on company time, that's not good.
Yeah. No. And so he's— I mean, you can't hear in the mill. You're wearing earplugs and ear muffs, right. So you can't hear anything. It's like white noise.
What about blindfolds? You wearing those too?
Not wearing those. You got to be
able
to see.
Are the lights on or off?
So lights are on.
Are you out in the open or are you like doing this in private?
Wide open.
Oh, man.
So our boss is one step up. I mean, he's pretty top upper end at the company. And I mean, he had never seen two guys blowing each other in the mill. And so he's like, whoa. He runs over to me and my brother. My brother had already blown me. I was seriously just about to finish him off. And he goes, stop. And he grabs the pressure hose and pulls it out of our hands. And me and my brother are just like, what? We're just blowing each other. Like, why does it matter? And he goes, apparently, with these air blowers, it can enter into your skin and mess up your blood flow and stuff like that. And so he goes,
how hard were you blowing?
I have no idea. And so he said, if I ever see you guys on company time blowing each other again, like, that's grounds for dismissal. And so, I mean, that was the last time while we were on premises of the sawmill that we did the blowing.
So you haven't blown him since?
No.
And like, is that where the relationship went south? Is when you stop blowing each other and you stop talking to each other?
And I'm going to be real. We walked by the lunch area a couple times here and there, and you would hear people like, psh, psh, hey, did you hear they're blowing each other? And I mean, so then we were kind of the talk of the mill. Who'd have thunk it? But there you go, kids. Note to you guys.
Don't blow yourself.
There you go.
I had no idea that it would enter your bloodstream and your mess up your system from just a little blowing.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Did you thank him for saving your life?
I'll never forget his face when he saw us, though. He was, like, appalled. Like, because, you know, it's OSHA. So they do everything by the book. I mean.
Did you guys get written up or no?
No, luck.
I would have liked to see that on
paper. I would have loved to go to HR. So
these two brothers were blowing each other.
Ray and Mike were blowing each other behind the lunch table. Like,
first warning, next time it's a fireball offense.
Oh, my gosh. Who's going to win Duke or North Carolina, guys? Come on.
I told Lunch behind the scenes, and I'll take it to the mic. Most of the stuff I like to say behind closed doors, but I truly do believe.
Well, you'll blow each other out in the open.
don't blow it, Ray.
Life doesn't end perfect, and that's why Coach K ain't going to win. And to further back that up, North Carolina's white hot, and they got a kid called Baycock. They got another dude called
Davis.
Love?
That's who's the Black? Davis is the coach. Love's a player, I think.
Love is good.
Hubert's the coach.
Love, Baycock.
And Manic.
And yep, Manic is red hot. Three right now. He's got that wily red-headed beard.
You know what's awesome about basketball? Remember when I left you guys, when I went to that tournament in the Mohegan Sun earlier when the season very first started? I missed the Dallas Cowboys Chiefs game. You guys gave me grief. And I went out and watched. It was four teams. It was Villanova. It was North Carolina. It was Tennessee. And it was Purdue.
I thought it was about to be the Final Four, and I'm like, brother.
And North Carolina looked awful.
They looked terrible.
They looked awful, brother. We were talking about it. I mean, not making fun of them, but we were just talking about it in the tournament, like watching these guys. It was a tournament, so I got to see them play three games, I think, that weekend. They were awful. And now look at them. I mean, 4 months later, it's just Hubert Davis knew what he had. I think that's what I love so much about college basketball.
Man. And it's team chemistry. Once you get a feel of the flow and stuff like that, it can make all the difference. I think that Duke guy, what's his name? Ranchero Taco or something? What's his name?
Oh, Ranchero.
Yeah, dude. That boy. He gets ice
cold.
He was 50% last game. That ain't happening anymore. He's going to feel a little bit of ice. Not ice water in his veins, ice cold shooting. I feel like North Carolina gets out. The plus four, if you're a betting, I'm so far from that, I don't even know what that's called. But if you are a betting man, do the plus four. But North Carolina should win it straight up. And I'll hang up and listen.
It's four right now, and KU's 4.5.
I'll hang up and listen on that one.
So you like Duke? I mean, you like UNC, huh?
Just because they're so hot. And I've watched Duke. I hate to say that I watched the Duke-UNC game before. And UNC just plays so well against Duke, and I've seen Duke when they're bad, and I mean they're kind of bad. They made Arkansas look like a little child, and they absolutely dropped trowel against Arkansas, hit them right in the crank. But
what a roller coaster though! Lunchbox was, I think it was you yesterday talking about what an emotional roller coaster for those guys beating Duke at Cameron, North Carolina, then going into the tournament.
And now they thought they ended, you know, Coach K.
Right, thinking the Coach K thing was over with.
Like they didn't have to deal with that. But here's what I'm so impressed with is Duke.
Yes.
I am so impressed with Duke. Mm-hmm. Not only, I mean, they've had a couple, they had a close game against Tech, they had a close game against Michigan State. But the pressure that these freshmen, I understand they're all McDonald's All-Americans, they're the best freshmen in the country, they're supposed to be good. But the pressure of living with the every game is this Coach K's last game? Is this where Coach K's run ends? You have all that pressure all year. You play pretty well. You don't win the, you know, ACC tournament. Fine. You go into the big dance. Oh, you're a 2-seed. Are they going to be able to get it done for Coach K? And you've made it to the Final Four. And now that's all they're talking about. UNC is the one that beat you on Coach K's last home game. And they have handled it so smoothly and looked so good. And, Ray, you say in life there are no happy endings. You're right. Your happy ending got interrupted by the boss at the mill right mid-blow. But I am worried that there are happy endings. I mean, you look at John Elway. He wins back-to-back Super Bowls, goes out on top. Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl, goes out on top. There are storybook endings, and I am just worried that Duke is on a storybook ending. I think these freshmen, I don't know if they're going to get nervous, but so far I've seen no sign of nerves, and I believe Duke is marching to the title.
I'm right there with you. I agree. I think they've been the best team in the tournament that I've seen all around wise as far as they got the shot blocker, they got the bigs.
Oh, that Griffin that dude down low.
Yeah,
is
he's
so
what,
tall.
7'1". Banchero can create a shot however he wants, inside, outside. They have 3-point shooters. And like you said, every time they're hit with an adversity, they just somehow, you think they're out of it. Who would they play a couple games ago? Not Texas Tech.
Michigan State.
Was it Michigan State that was leading at the end, and they came back?
No, they're leading State the whole game.
Every time you think that they're out, just like they got smashed by North Carolina at the end of the regular season, they come back.
As much as I want to see, I want to see the crying Duke fans saying goodbye to Coach K without a national championship. I want Coach K to sit there and be like, I want him to be so pissed off and him to lose so freaking bad. I do not want the storybook ending for Duke so ESPN can sit there and just blow him for, I mean, oh Duke, the greatest ever. They if he wins it, they're going to be riding him for 2 months. That's all they're going to talk about. And I can't have that. I need them to lose. I need his stupid little, is that a hairpiece? Because it looks like a hairpiece. That flopping hairpiece, even though it looks like real hair, but it could be a hairpiece. I need him to get so mad against North Carolina that he rips it off and slams it on the scores table, and that's how Duke goes out.
He probably will.
So you just said that
I want the Cinderella story, or the happy ending. No. I said I believe there are happy endings, and I think that's what's going to happen, but I don't want it to happen. I don't want Duke to advance.
I don't know that there's ever been more pressure on a group of players.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Really, honestly, in all of college sports because of everything. This whole season has been about Coach K.
It's all about Coach K. So no matter what these kids do, it's all about Coach K.
No fault of their own. If there's not enough pressure, the Final Four, everything you've worked hard for, some of it, exciting pressure. You know, not all terrible pressure.
Correct.
Exciting pressure. You know,
this is the pressure you want. You want the Final Four pressure.
The fun with your brothers, the excitement, everything you've worked hard for, everything, it's here. But then those other teams, they don't have that anxiety. They don't have that pressure of Bill Self's last year or Hubert Davis's last year or Jay Wright's last year. So I do think there's something to be said. I do think that's an extreme added level of pressure for those kids. It'll be interesting to see how they come out. I do agree with Ray. I think obviously both teams are qualified. I mean, all four, obviously. But either team that comes out, I don't think we're going to be shocked. The coaching, I think Williams is in there just as much as Davis is. So I don't think that North Carolina is at a disadvantage not having somebody like Coach K, because I don't think Hubert is all alone out there. Roy Williams is more involved in that team than just in the stands. But
oh, stop. He's not helping coach. He is not a
not helping coach. I'm just saying I don't think that guy is alone on an island. When you have blue blood programs like that, you don't just take over a program without any help.
Like a special consultant kind of thing?
Maybe not during the game. He's not texting Roy
saying,
what am I
doing? He ain't helping
him
during practice either.
I'm just saying it was the last year he came from that. I'm just saying there's
sort of like next year, John Shire, when he's running Duke, it's going to be his program. Coach K ain't helping his ass because Coach K already said, listen, what am I going to have to do with this program?
Has helped transform. I agree with Ray. I don't know that Duke's going to come out of this game like you guys think. They're just going to win this game. I wouldn't be shocked if North Carolina wins this game.
Well, I wouldn't be shocked, but I really want North Carolina to win this game just because I hate Coach K. But
if you really hate Coach K, then you want Duke to win because as a Jayhawk, you want to have the legacy as a Rock Chalk Jayhawk ending Coach K's run.
No, I don't care.
As a Kansas,
I just want the championship.
As a Kansas fan through and through, you two, who would you rather face? Does it matter?
See, here's the thing. We have to get by Villanova.
I know, but okay, but hypothetically,
yeah, exactly.
Come on.
He's just asking you a hypothetical. Come on, dude.
I don't like that you asked that question, though. That's scary.
God.
That's the jinx of the decade, coach.
It is the jinx of the decade.
Why?
When you start looking ahead, but
okay,
you're right.
Okay, what do? You play for these guys or something?
I do.
Oh, do you?
I shoot free throws with them.
So you're going to pull the Eric Church shoe and skip out on everything?
Teach them how
the
to make one.
I mean, I bend my knees and release the ball when we're at the free throw line. I absolutely do in a tight game because I start getting nervous that they don't remember.
I want Duke. I'll answer your question. I want Duke because I want the most of the most. I mean, I want to know, if I'm going to win, I want the toughest of the teams when I do win. I want to go through the toughest. You know what I'm saying? If I think I want to beat Coach K, this whole season's about Coach K. If you're playing in football, who do you want to play at the end of the year?
Yeah, Alabama.
You want to beat Tom Brady. You want to beat Alabama. You know what I'm saying, but I'm saying you get my point. You want to beat
Go Vols.
Wolverines. You want to
I want to beat Duke. I want to have that opportunity, you know. But then at the same breath, I'm taking the chance of losing to Coach K and having that be a Jayhawk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, who did Coach K go out on top to? The Jayhawks. You know, but I'm willing to take that chance.
Uh-oh. I'm seeing a stat I don't like. I'm sticking with North Carolina. But holy crap,
what?
Duke is a lot better at free throws than North Carolina. Last game, Duke was in the 80s. North Carolina was at 61%.
Go look at Kansas.
Even
they
worse?
Were in the 30s.
Oh, crap.
Did we make 30?
Crap. We may have been 20%.
I was going to say, we may have been less than that. I'm going to go look. Legit.
Oh, I'm not even watching the game then. We may get blowed off the floor.
You want to know who I want?
Does it show the free throw on the
I'm going to tell you who I want. I want Duke. And I want Coach K.
Is this a replay? You just said who.
This is why I want them.
Is this Luther Vandross?
I'm going to tell you why I want Coach K.
You just performed open heart surgery on this game. Just say who's going to win.
No. You know
this is a long procedure.
Because Coach K got his first national title in 1991. You know who they beat?
Yep, I do know who they beat.
The Kansas Jayhawks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Coach, are we taking a trip down
the road? So we're going to come full circle.
And agree with Pitts.
And he got his first national title against us, and we're going to give him his last loss.
Damn.
That's what I'm going to do.
Do it.
That's going to come full circle, and I will never forget 1991. And
why,
my mom.
Because I was born that year, is that why?
Is that when you were born?
Yeah.
That
was a great year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I remember my mom. I was cheering for Kansas as a 10-year-old kid.
Let's go.
Nine-year-old. I guess Kansas. I was nine. I wasn't quite 10.
And
my mom going, you know what? I hope Duke wins because they haven't ever won. And then what happened? Duke wins, and they become one of the greatest college basketball programs in history.
Wait. Nine-year-old, you said I hope,
you were nine.
I hope Duke wins?
No, my mom said that to nine-year-old me because Duke never wins. Duke had never won anything. Yeah, and I was like, Mom, how can you say that? I'm a Jayhawk fan.
You said this at 9?
Yes.
You didn't even know Topeka was a half hour from Lawrence.
Yeah,
well, that doesn't matter. I don't know geography. I don't care about geography.
You never been?
To where?
Lawrence.
I've been.
From Topeka?
No.
I mean, geography, bro. It's a half hour from where you were born.
I lived there for 9 months.
I mean, we're not.
Are you even from Kansas?
I was born in Topeka, Kansas.
Born in Topeka, St. Francis or Stormont?
I was not born at the hospital.
Yikes.
I was born in a little red house down the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yep. Real life?
Real life, because I was like a...
Why didn't we leave?
A birthing center.
Yeah.
What hospital, so I can know where you're at?
What house?
If I know what hospital, then
what's the address?
Hold on.
Hey, Google Maps it right now.
Hold on.
Riveting information.
And I would not come out, so my mom went down the street and had a burger. And then came back and had a jalapeno burger.
Why did we not leave with that?
That pushed it out.
Lunch is going... He's making a phone call right now.
She had me standing.
Who are you calling?
My mom.
That needs to be in your intro.
Hey, is it like, are you phoning a friend? Is this who wants to be a millionaire?
Is that?
Hey, Mom, I'm not on Millionaire. I just got a question. How was I born and
why is she not answering?
Where are you naked?
And how was that cheeseburger cooked? Was that medium?
You said there was
medium
a jalapeno
well.
She's
probably got color ID.
Jalapeno?
It's your son again.
Tomatoes? Mustard?
What did she say?
Where does it show free throw?
Not available. Good grief. Didn't answer.
Wow.
Didn't answer. Sorry.
I don't see free throws.
You don't see free throws?
I was looking. I did. I mean, I don't see.
Are we talking about last game?
Yeah, I was trying to check that stat because it was horrendous. I mean, I think at one point we were 3 for 14.
So that's who I want.
I really don't want to even check it because that's terrifying. So I'm going to click on it right now. They played Texas Tech last?
Duke did.
Oh, there we go. Miami.
No, Duke played Arkansas last.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch? Do you guys remember anything? I mean,
sports genius.
How stupid are you guys?
We question
y'all were
you.
50%.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all were 50% last
voice
game.
There, bro.
Mom doesn't even want to talk to you, dude.
No one wants to talk to me. No one in my family wants to answer. But we're gonna jump. We're gonna get
so
out.
That's
of that.
A real reason why you're not on these Zoom conversations.
But no, this is my family.
Oh yeah. Oh okay.
So Kansas last game was 50%. The game before there's 70%. You guys were sensational.
They finished 50% from the line.
Yep.
What was their free throws?
Wow.
Well, I clicked off of that. I'm trying to speed do numbers, so I'm not on that one anymore.
I don't think she's going to answer, man.
I don't think it's possible for
Kansas
us to finish 50.
Free throws was 13 for 26. Do the math on that, and I will hang up and listen.
That would be 50.
I've got 50% on my calculator.
Kansas versus who do we play?
Wait, carry the two.
Point box.
Add the one.
I mean, point Raymond. Golly.
I'm looking at it. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Like, all right. Are we going to talk about free throws for the next 10 minutes or no?
I do five.
No, we're going to talk about – I want to talk
about house.
I want to go a little NFL because the odds to win the Super Bowl came out. And I thought it was a little shocking. obviously, number one. Who's the number one favorite?
Chiefs.
Yeah, brothers, blood's already boiling.
Buccaneers, probably.
Raiders.
Anywhere Tom Brady's at.
You talking about Titans?
It's the Bucs, man.
No, it's not the Bucs.
They're getting rid of A.J. Brown.
It's not the Rams.
Oh, it's got to be the Browns.
Oh,
then.
Bills.
Deshaun?
It's the Bills.
Bills. It's the Bills. It's
the
Bills.
The who? Oh, the new stadium.
Bills. Yeah, number stadium. Two?
Chiefs.
No.
Rams?
No.
Bucs.
Bucs. Which I find crazy.
It's a Bruce Arians.
I felt it's crazy that the Bucs are favored over the Rams. Is it just because the Rams play in a tougher division? So they think the Buccaneers are going to have home field advantage? But they have Kansas City, then Green Bay. They have Green Bay ahead of the Rams.
No.
How? The Rams got
they're
Allen Robinson.
Did they lose anybody?
No.
No.
They gained
They gained Allen Robinson.
And watch, like, Bobby Wagner go there.
And Cam Akers is back for a full year. So you got Cam Akers in the backfield. The Packers lose Devontae Adams. They lose Scantling. They lose Za'Darius Smith.
They re-sign Rasul Douglas. That's about it.
And they're favored over... Oh, she's on, my mom is on the phone with her sister.
It's a Zoom call?
where was I born? And what burger did you have?
Nobody cares about the burger. Here's what hospital.
We're just filibustering. Burger just sounds good right now.
Burger did you have? This is great podcast.
Great radio.
Great.
Yeah, anyway, I just find it. How are the Packers ahead of the Rams? How are the Bucks
okay,
ahead
so
of
this
the Rams?
Is, it's just the Tom Brady and the Aaron Rodgers effect. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
I mean, the Bucks are.
But the Aaron Rodgers, the thing is, the Aaron Rodgers effect, is that even real? I mean, when's the last time he was in the Super Bowl?
But the Aaron Rodgers, the only reason I can think of again is the easy division.
And look at it. The Packers were on the way to the Super Bowl, and they just a random night in the snow-filled Green Bay on a Saturday. I was six deep, and the Niners came out with a win.
Only six?
And what, they have one touchdown? What, did he throw one touchdown?
And he started out hot. Mm-hmm. You started watching that
game.
Yeah,
the first drive was a touchdown, and then they scored 3 points the entire rest of the game.
At home.
But that's typical Aaron Rodgers in January.
But yes, but they're favored over the Rams when they have nobody on offense. The Rams go get Allen Robinson, which makes them better.
Yep.
The Packers lose Devontae Adams, top three wide receiver in the NFL, and they're better odds?
I want to look at my sites I used in the past because that doesn't even seem accurate.
And the Broncos, have better odds. Oh, here, my dad's calling me now. I don't...
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
do
my
game. That's my game.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Yo.
Yo.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I was calling to see, can you tell me the birthing center I was born at?
Oh, I don't know. It had a name.
But it was a little red. What hospital was it next to?
God, I don't even remember the hospitals in Topeka.
Thank you.
Does he remember having you?
It was St. Francis, St. Francis or Stormont?
She had like a house.
It was a doctor's office. She had like a house. It was a red house.
Well, tell him the hospitals are St. Francis and Stormont.
The color, but
it was St.
Francis. She had a room where she would deliver babies, and you were gone in 24 hours.
Yeah, wow. I was gone. Like, in
you're 20, born and gone? Or?
I was born and gone in 24
they just
hours.
Gave you.
You mean it took a long time for me to come out because I wouldn't come out?
You were the longest, that's for sure.
Yeah, and mom went down the street and got
first
a burger, right?
Yeah.
She got a jalapeno burger to make spicy to make it hopefully induce labor.
I don't think so. No, the jalapeno was I worked on what was that pizza kids pizza place?
Chucky's,
Chuck E. Cheese, or Showbiz?
Showbiz.
Gotti's.
I worked on the help build the first one, and they had a night pre-opening for the workers and everything, so they'd see how they did. And she thought it was a pepper, and it was a jalapeno, and. Next day, she went in labor with Joe.
Oh, that's Batter's Box.
Oh, got the clip.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box here.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. We're on the air.
Oh, well, thanks for telling me. I was just going to cuss.
Oh, that's okay. Ray has the bleep button ready. Yeah.
But, yeah, that was that. But no, I'll tell you,
okay.
You were coming out breech. And she reached up inside and turned you around, so you'd come out right.
The doctor did or mom did?
The doctor.
Oh.
Yeah, your mom knows anything about that.
I don't know. He said she reached up in there, and I was like, wow, mom, that's pretty talented. No, because Pitts was giving me a hard time because I didn't know Lawrence was 30 minutes from Topeka.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I said I lived there for 9 months or whatever. How would I know that?
Yeah, you were born in July and we moved to Austin in December.
Yeah, so 6 months, guys. I've been lying.
Yeah,
my
used to visit grandma and grandpa. They take you to games. They lived closer than 20 minutes. They lived on the east side of. I mean, they were maybe 20 minutes from Lawrence.
Ask him who wins the game.
Hey, who's gonna win? Who are gonna win the games this weekend? Who's gonna be in the final? Who's gonna be in the championship?
I got to go with Duke, and I hate – what did Ray go with? I want to know that first.
Ray went with North Carolina and Kansas.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'll go Duke-Villanova.
All right, thanks.
Did he switch it to Villanova?
No, he said we had the easiest path from the beginning, and I've been so scared, but – he got it. We got to the Final Four without doing the Ray Jinx, but I mean, there's
his
still
sister playing. Wins at Villanova, yeah, so he can't pick Villanova.
Scary. Okay.
All right. Love you.
All right. Love you.
Bye. There you go.
And
that's
with,
it.
With
but
that,
anyway,
we've lost
you're welcome for that
those.
Riveting radio, by the way. Wow, that wouldn't have happened.
Fantastic. Should we just stop now?
Yeah, we should stop now.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
no.
Wrap it.
Yeah. Back to the NFL. Here's another one that I found crazy. The Broncos are the seventh favorite to win the Super Bowl. The Bengals are the tenth. How are the Bengals worse than the Broncos?
Because they got on that miraculous of a ride, and Vegas respects that and knows that. Vegas isn't stupid. Vegas plays X's and O's, black and white, dotted lines, spreadsheets, Excel, numbers, algorithms, pie.
I got a question. As a guy that doesn't bet, wouldn't, because that doesn't make sense to me. Everything you're saying is accurate to me, too. Wouldn't that make you want to bet?
Well, no, because you have to pick which one's going to win. I don't know. I don't know who I would say is going to win, but I would just say.
But I'm saying, isn't that in your favor as a bettor if a team that you don't think is going to win has better odds than a team that?
Right,
you think
I would rather bet on the Bengals than I would the Broncos. I'd rather bet on the Rams than I would on the Green Bay Packers.
And you get more money.
And you get more money, which I just I'm
so bet on them.
Who did the Titans get? Hooper and who else?
Robert Woods.
I knew it.
But there's talk they may trade AJ Brown.
Yeah, and there's talk that the Chiefs are trying to trade for a top wide receiver. I don't know who, but there's talk.
Maybe how about one named Tyreek Hill?
Are you kidding?
They traded him. I'm just saying.
I know.
There's Twitter
that's
talk
crazy.
That we're trying
are they
to trade
back
for
him?
Somebody? I don't.
They're gonna go six picks,
guys.
They're gonna be like, damn it, dude, I was hung as balls, and I traded Tyreek. Like, oh my god,
I'm telling you right
six
now,
deep.
If the Titans get rid of AJ Brown, I'll hang up and listen on this. It's gonna be bigger than when Chiefs lost Tyreek.
I'll get you a Chiefs jersey to go with that Jayhawk hoodie, bub. We'll make you all Kansas. And then, it's on the way to Michigan. Hey,
and how about Tom Brady kicking Bruce Arians to the curb? Well, that is awesome.
He was always the coach.
I think Box and I agree. Go ahead.
You think he had the most say in it? You think he was the reason why Bruce Arians isn't there anymore?
I think he retired because he was tired of dealing with Bruce Arians' shit.
Yep.
And he didn't like Bruce Arians. And all these reports that the tension in the locker room, the tension between Brady and Bruce Arians was real. And he was like, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this jackass any longer. And I'm out of here. I'm going to retire. And then he sits down with the owners and they're like, look, we need you to come back. What will it take you to come back and be a Tampa Bay Buck? And he's like, look, I don't want Bruce Arians to be the head coach. Like, I don't want him. I don't want to play for him. I don't want him on the field. I don't want any of that crap. And they're like, okay, you know what? We'll make that happen. So they go to Bruce Arians and say, listen, Tom Brady's going to come back, but we're not going to announce you're moving it to the front office role until a few weeks later, because if it's the day before, the day after, or whatever, it's too obvious. So we're going to wait a while, and then we're going to make it sound like you had a come-to-Jesus thing.
But it comes after the owner's meeting.
What does that have to do with
it? The owner's meeting has, or the NFL meeting, whatever you want to call it, owners and coaches, has been going on all week. So okay. The reports came out that he wanted to settle something this week before announcing it, which as soon as the meetings were done, they announced it the following day.
Yeah, what did he settle?
I don't know. Something about Todd Bowles making sure he was taken care of and the right person was hired.
No. That's what I'm saying. That's stupid. That is so stupid. He is trying to make it seem like he's the hero. And he said, I wanted to make sure the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were in a good position so Todd Bowles was set up for success. Let me tell you when Todd Bowles was set up for success.
When
Tom Brady said, I want him to be the head coach and get Bruce Arians out of here. Bruce, you had no say
in anything.
Why
would Bruce Arians leave that team? Let me ask you that. Why would Bruce Arians
Well, he's still with the team.
But I'm just saying, why would Bruce Arians step down as head coach?
He's 70.
That's like Ray just walking away from the podcast right now when we're in our prime.
We don't know and realize how hard these coaching positions are. Coach K gone, Arians gone. These are nightmare jobs. It looks cool on SportsCenter, and we see their homes. We see their wives. I mean, Coach K's wife's been on the TV more than him.
Yeah,
it's really annoying.
I think she play calls or something because SportsCenter shows her every time Duke's about to play. But
anyway,
they
smile. She's a Roy Williams.
No, they don't smile. They are unhappy humans.
Dude, that's why they need to just go because they're not bringing happiness to America.
You don't see the 15 cameras on you? Just smile.
Dude, and they'll be going into the locker room-ish. Yeah. You know, the camera's like, oh, they're going off to get ready for the game. And Coach K gives the camera guy a look like he's going to slap him. I'm like, guys, like, calm down. It's his job to film you. You're in a public area. Like, you're not going to the bathroom.
Yeah, you're the biggest story in this tournament.
Like, of course the camera's going to follow
you. Those are the people
you.
That don't say thank you when you hold your door for them at Casey's going in to get gas.
Trust me, they're not stopping at Casey's. They ain't getting their own gas.
That's the kind of people.
No.
Well, do you think, does Coach K, do they take a jet? They take a private jet to the game, right?
I would bet chartered.
They take a charter plane.
I don't think they go to Southwest and be like, oh, I'm A15. Can I line up here? No. They're not waiting in the normal airport like everyone else. Unless
Duke absolutely has their own plane.
They're privileged.
It's Duke. I mean, all those. Kansas does, I'm sure. Kentucky,
yes, they probably have
all those. I mean, St. Peter's doesn't, but everybody else does.
I mean, no, what St. is Peter's it? Doesn't. They don't even have a head coach.
Like, no, Duke, they don't. Good for him, though.
Our high school gym in Burlington, Kansas, was because somebody tweeted that picture of their gym. Our high school was bigger than that.
Yeah.
Our gym.
Then
sure,
St.
a lot
Peter's?
Of people's were, yeah. I was shocked when they showed that picture. Good for that.
Wow. But I love the way Bruce Arians, guys. They set this up as he's the hero. It's really Tom Brady said, get the F out of here. I don't want you as my head coach. And that's why he's in a executive role with the team. Because they're not going to fire him. Because then it looks bad on Tom Brady. It looks bad on the Bucs. So they're still going to pay him to be in the front office. He's not really going to do anything.
I mean, what's he doing? Answering phones?
Exactly. Yeah. He's getting paid like $3 million a year to answer phones.
Is that a funny bit to call the front office and say Bruce Arians because he works there now?
Yes, we should call him.
We should.
We should.
Is Bruce Arians available?
Oh, he doesn't come in here. Yeah, it just says front office.
He works from home.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
He zooms in every day.
Do you know what extension Bruce Arians is and what role he's in right now? Yeah. Because there's no way he does anything.
No.
He comes in with donuts for the morning 10 o'clock meeting.
I got coffee.
Hey, Sally, can you show me how to use this fax machine? Bruce, we don't fax anymore. We just scan things.
It's been a while since you've been in an office.
Really? Well, what does scan it mean? Like, okay, can you show me how to do that, Sally? I mean, there's no way. Hey, Sally, they want me to put together a PowerPoint? What does that mean?
Usually Tom just did those for me. Hey, and then, guys, I want to know if we have anybody going to New Orleans. Are any of you guys for the Final Four?
No.
I know Bones was going to, but then Arkansas didn't make it. Small problem. But so here's the deal.
I know Eric Church is.
Eric Church is.
Okay, I got the
He can probably see the game, though. It's not worth going to a game when it gets to be that big. I thought about going, to be honest with you. You can't see anything unless
you're going
to
pay at least $5,000 for a ticket.
If you're super rich or have connections, I mean, Eric Church probably doesn't have to pay for tickets.
No.
I mean, the school probably gives them to him, or the NCAA, and he's going to be sitting front and center right there where you can see everything.
But think about even the box seats. They're awesome for a football game, but would a box seat be cooler for a basketball game?
Well, I don't even think
game?
Box like, seats are that good for a football because they're so far back there. Yeah, they're not the ones up. They,
but
you
know
what I mean?
A 100-yard field is cooler than it's a
still
basketball.
It's still small. Me and Lunch have
done
you're down in the corner. It's like, what? Wow, you can't really see that far. But the seats I don't understand at the Final Four are because the court's elevated, or the ones that are down low. Like, you're looking up at the court. That looks awful. It's like the student section and where the band is.
You're eye level with their shins.
Yes.
Dude,
like, it's like the Cowboys Stadium.
Got great ankles. Like great ankles. Yeah.
Lower.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. I haven't been there, but I've seen it on TV.
Not a good reference with Vandy. Nobody goes to those games. But here's what I'm saying.
Didn't
New Orleans. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
well, he's nobody.
There wasn't a lot of people there. We had nobody go to those games. New Orleans, let me know if it's a good place because me and my wife were going to do a weekend there.
Oh, it's wild.
And we had a friend, I believe she's in her 30s. She, you know, she likes to go out, have fun, have a good time with her girls. You know, she's married with kids, but she'll still do weekends away. She's from New Orleans, and she said nobody goes to New Orleans anymore. You had Hurricane Katrina. That was a decade ago. You have had the pandemic. But she said the violence, the crime, the dangerousness. Single females do not go out on Bourbon Street.
Well, your wife
anymore.
Is not single, and you would be with her. And New Orleans is a fun city.
Yes.
It's a
Are you talking about the movies you saw or from firsthand experience?
From being there.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a single female in New Orleans?
No, I have not. But I will say that the food in New Orleans is amazing. Some freaking delicious food.
It is wild, though.
It is wild. And what is what's crazy is their known drinks, the hand grenades and the hurricanes. They are so sugary and gross, but and the piano bar on Bourbon Street is so freaking fun.
And the Gentleman's Club.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
What?
He's not no gentleman there.
And the 7-year-old selling you drugs on the corner.
Yeah,
that is cool too. But you got people.
That's not a pixie stick.
You got bands playing in the middle of the street. Got the trombones and the trumpets and the horns. I mean, it is a great city.
No, it's
never been. He's watched a YouTube video. He's never been.
Okay, I've never been. You're right.
I just heard it's changed, so if any of our podcast listeners, I know some of you truckers go through there, maybe Trucker Tim, I don't know your route.
Oh, he delivers the hand grenades to Bourbon Street.
If you guys are going and getting some gumbo, let me know. Is NOLA fun? Was it dangerous? Did you get a little frisky?
When'd you go to NOLA, Box?
Party days
or?
What?
Party days?
Yeah, before I had kids, I went.
I would hope, Coach.
Still got the beads?
No, I don't have the beads, but I went
usually
for one
the
of
girls get those.
My buddy's 30th birthday, we went.
My point.
And he had so many of those drinks, he puked all over his.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Yeah, we were at the piano bar, and he had like four of them.
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And he puked red all over the bathroom.
Why would you drink those?
Because that's what they're known for.
And girls
I guess,
love
so you
them.
Have one, maybe.
I think most guys get pulled into it because their wife, significant other says, oh, my gosh, it's everybody. The girls take pictures with the trombone. You got the whole thing. You got the hand grenade. You got the hurricane.
The saxophone.
Then you drink it, and it's straight sugar.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's so awful. You have one.
You can't wake up. The next morning, you're pulling yourself off your bathroom floor.
But, dude, it's like Broadway, Bourbon Street, but you can walk around with – you can walk in and out.
It's a little bit dirtier.
Oh, it's definitely dirtier. But I'm just saying, it's wild like Broadway.
How does it get dirtier than Broadway? You can walk in and out. Hang up and listen.
Right, you can walk in and out.
You can walk in and out, and you can buy beer literally in a window on the street.
That is true.
Keep walking with it.
Ray, I think you would love Bourbon Street.
Beale Street's kind of like that when I went to Memphis.
Don't go to Beale
Street. You could walk around.
I don't think I'm going to Beale Street. That's it. Beale Street. You thought New Orleans was bad. Boy, you go to Memphis. Woo! Buddy.
Yeah, I've heard some things about Beale Street.
Yeah, well, we could walk around.
I mean, I stopped at a gas station in Memphis once.
How'd that go?
I pumped my gas and I got the hell out of there.
Oh man, dude. I've stayed in Memphis.
Really?
Yeah.
I went walking there.
Okay.
It is weird that we all live in Tennessee and not one of us has been to see one of the up and coming greatest basketball players in America, Ja Morant.
I went. That's why I've only been to one NBA game. I went to see the Grizzlies play the Lakers.
So you saw Ja Morant?
And LeBron.
When were you going to tell us that? And who's LeBron?
LeBron.
I
mean, missed the playoffs?
missed the play-in tournament. I mean, how bad is it the Lakers have three of the highest played players in the NBA and they are half a game from missing the play-in tournament? Well, not even being a top 10 team in the West with Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and LeBron James. Here's the problem.
LeBron James
is amazing.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook is god-awful. He Westbrook. Is terrible. And Anthony Davis is soft as tissue paper. That dude gets hurt every other week. Oh, hammy, knee, shoulder, yep. back. Dude is always freaking hurt. You
Wildcat,
can't be.
Bub. What do you expect?
What?
Kentucky, bub.
You can't be a superstar like that and be hurt all the time. It's embarrassing.
And we saw a big three when it goes successful. That was South Beach, Miami. That was awesome.
How many titles they win?
Celtics.
They're going to say said seven. I think they got two, right?
Don't forget who started that whole big three thing.
Paul Pierce.
KG.
I don't like the big thing.
I'm just saying. If we're gonna drop the big three here, just don't forget the OG.
No, but now we're seeing the devastating effects of a failed big three.
Well, yeah, Anthony Davis, that COVID year when they won it was such a fluke.
Like, because if they had to play a regular season, they wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been healthy.
They had 3 months off, so you have time to rest your body. That saved them.
Yes.
That didn't even count. I thought that was like a Disneyland or Disney World title.
Yeah. I think they're making a Disney movie out of it.
There's no way that should even be in Wikipedia as an NBA champion, too.
Then the other big thing this weekend, guys, the World Cup draw. USA is in. USA is in. We qualified. We lost to Costa Rica, but we're still in. Who gives a damn? We're going to Qatar or Qatar or whatever you call it. And I believe the draw is either today or next Friday. I don't know which Friday it is, but we find out who we will be playing in the World Cup. Let's freaking go!
So how many games do they actually win in the World Cup? I know the draw matters, but...
Draw matters!
Come on.
Cue the crickets.
Tell me this. I mean, I'm not even being funny, but say, like, does Russia play in the World Cup?
No, they're not going to be allowed.
Okay, Ukraine, not being funny. Is Ukraine?
Ukraine is... I believe they're supposed to have a playoff game.
I mean, I'm about to root for Ukraine over the U.S.,
And it's been postponed. I believe they got to play one game, and if they win that game, they play another game to find out if they're in the World Cup. But I don't think it's been postponed indefinitely, so I don't know when that'll happen.
Dude, it would be sick. First round World Cup, Ukraine, Russia. I mean, the entire world would back Ukraine. That'd be epic.
That would be insane.
I can't get into soccer.
No, I mean, I watch the World Cup.
USA, but for sure. I can't.
Dude, it's amazing.
But you watch the World Cup's awesome.
But you watch hockey.
I'm not hating. I'm trying to watch it. I'm just saying.
This group of USA soccer players is the best group ever. And we may not go that far this year in the World Cup, but in 4 years is really when they should be amazing. Because they'll all be 28, 29 years old, and they will be right in their prime, and that is when we should really be good.
Is Jozy Altidore still there?
Altidore sucks.
Okay.
Jozy Altidore has one of the most overrated.
Wasn't he like 19 in like the next Cristiano Ronaldo?
He sucks. He was another one that was always hurt.
I highly doubt he sucks if he's on the world team.
Pulisic?
Pulisic's amazing.
Okay.
That dude's good.
Okay.
That dude is real good.
But here's the question. Yeah. How old do you have to be to play on this
Pretty
World
impressed.
Cup
you
team?
You know some names there, K-Dog.
You can be 17.
So is there a 13-year-old middle schooler that is a superstar that is listening to this podcast that says, in 4 years, I'm going to play for Team USA?
100%.
Chase that dream, boy.
Now, 100%. That's pretty sick.
I mean, they just signed, I think it was Seattle or Portland. They just signed a 14-year-old to their MLS team.
Do they have feeder teams like Barcelona does?
Yeah,
like
they
these
do.
Kids,
they have academies.
When they're 6 years old, they're in school for the just,
they
to,
are
just
now.
To play for Barcelona.
Yes. Like Pepe, who plays for Dallas, he was in there.
Not the legendary Pepe?
No, that's
Well, and also, dude, all those four-year-olds you're coaching, that's basically an academy you're doing.
But basically. But yeah, I believe Pepe.
Hey, put down those cones. Listen to me.
I believe
kids.
Pepe was in the Dallas little feeder program, and then he plays for Dallas, and now he's on the national team.
Okay.
So they have those, yes, they come up through the ranks and they develop them and they let them spread their wings. But yeah, there's 14-year-olds that are playing in MLS, 15-year-olds now. It is it is such a big day for USA Soccer. It was such a great thing. Great thing.
Are we going to
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
We're gonna. I hate to stop the soccer talk. We're gonna touch on. Let's see. We haven't touched on the overtime rule in football. I figured you'd because we got.
Well, we
that
talked. Yeah, what do you want to say about it?
We already talked about.
Oh, did you? No. But let's hear.
I don't want to. I just curious your thoughts. If you already talked about it, no.
What do you got to say about it?
No, nothing. That was another.
No.
I wasn't making a point. I was just trying to bring up some things that were in the news.
I want to hear your opinion on it.
Hit us with a freezing cold take.
Go ahead, Pitts.
I think it's great. I think I don't know all the details other than I saw
each team gets a possession.
Yeah, and then what do they do if I don't know? Obviously,
you know what they do then if it's tied.
I don't know.
Sudden death. So it's the exact same damn thing. The coin flip.
But it's the playoffs.
I don't.
It's only the playoffs.
But it's only the playoffs. But that's
what
I'm saying.
You can't have a sudden death. You can't have a tie.
No. That's what I'm saying. But the point was, oh my God, it's so unfair. Whoever gets the coin flip has such an advantage. So they both get a possession. Then if it's tied, guess what? Whoever won the coin flip gets the ball back. And they get to score and they win. So whoever got the coin flip has the advantage still.
I agree.
To me, it didn't change anything.
And then the other one was the Tiger Woods and the Masters.
No, but I'm asking you, what do you think of the rule? Do you think it solves the problem?
I don't know that there's a way to solve the problem. I think at the end of the day, you're going to have your people that want it this way, your people that want it that way. I wish there was a way to do it. I think any move towards trying to get all the players involved is great. So I think it is awesome because I think Josh Allen should have got the ball back in the game last year.
Just okay,
like
my Mahomes question for you.
A chance against Brady.
My question for you is: if you're a Chiefs fan, right, and you lose the coin toss, so the Bills receive the ball first, right? Mm-hmm. They go down and score a touchdown and kick the extra point. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs go down and score a touchdown. At that point, because the next, if you tie it up, all the Bills have to do is score to win any score,
and
they win.
Is that the rule?
Yes.
Okay.
So you score the touchdown as the Chiefs. Do you go for two and go for the win, or do you?
It's just tough, I guess. I guess it's all
because this is playoffs. This is the playoffs.
Defensive energies. I mean, defensive injuries, weather.
No, I'm just saying
this was voted on by the owners too, not the coaches.
Right.
That was a thing that they talked about too. The owners don't give a crap about strategy.
No, they don't give a shit about it.
They just know it's going to make them more money because the fans are going to be happy.
That's exactly right. With the two question, I mean, that's not funny because Patty Mahomes, we all know that answer. He goes 17 yards the other direction.
Hey, Bengals did it. You can do it, man.
That's what I. That's why I never had a problem with the overtime, and that's why this new overtime, I just feel like it doesn't solve anything.
I was on both sides of it. I mean, I was on the losing side of it against
the Patriots, and
the winning side of it.
You were on the losing side, even though you won the coin flip.
I just
Bengals.
Yeah, I just
never forget. Hashtag
never forget.
My only point was just trying to make it fair for both teams. So any step towards that. So. Again, I don't know if there is a way to make it win. Like I guess a way to make it win is another quarter, but I don't know.
But
I don't know.
But the problem with another quarter is
– Oh, and trying to start an argument.
Right, no. I just like to poke holes in arguments. This is where – when you say another quarter, right?
I'm not arguing.
Again, no, I know. But you say play 15 more minutes, right?
Just offering suggestions.
Right. Okay, is that what you're saying, play another quarter?
Or 8 or 7. I'm trying to make a way that there wouldn't be sudden death. You're asking me a question.
Right. I'm asking you, how long do you want to make that quarter?
I don't know. I would discuss it with you.
How long?
I'm not the end all be all.
Just give me a number.
I don't know. I guess that would be relevant to how long it takes for a team to go down and score. Those are all numbers we get. What's an average scoring drive? I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. So overtime is 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to put it at 10 minutes?
If we voted on that.
So 10 minutes,
fair.
Right?
All you're trying to do is make a point and then make me out to like wrong.
I'm not a point.
I'm just offering suggestions. I don't know.
Right, and your suggestion. And the point is you give a suggestion. And
just thrilled that they made a rule that could get both teams involved.
And you got to poke holes in a suggestion, right? So you put 10 minutes on the clock, right? Ray and the Tennessee Titans win the coin toss. They want the ball. They take 7 minutes off that clock to go down and drive and score a touchdown. So now K-Dog and his New England Patriots only get 3 minutes. Is that fair?
Well, yeah. What's that mean? What's the difference between that and the first quarter?
Because you want to make it fair where everybody gets the same time and same possession.
No, nobody said
But you give one team 7 minutes and one team 3 minutes. Is that fair?
Nobody said anything about the same time.
That's going to happen at some point, and then they're going to make
that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm looking at is like, well, so do you just have an unlimited
– I'm lost on that argument making sense. Usually you make a sound argument, but that's – what's the difference in a first quarter? You get the ball –
Because the second half, you get the ball – you start with the ball. So you can take as much time. So you get
– I mean, regardless, first, second, third, or fourth quarter.
No,
when you have the ball, if you chew up so much time. And then back to your point, well, it's on the defense. Should have stopped him and got the ball back. Isn't that your argument all the time?
Right, but everybody argued that it wasn't fair, so they think that makes it fair, but it really doesn't.
Here's the way to answer your question. Life and everything that's included
then
in life.
Then isn't fair. Then why don't we keep the damn overtime rules the same?
Is it
that's
fair.
It.
That's what I'm saying. Why not just extend the game? I don't know. Why don't we call
but
it?
But how long do you extend it?
How about this? Why don't we get rid of overtime?
Okay.
Why don't we call it fifth quarter?
Because I just told you, then you don't have the same.
Don't look at me like I'm stupid. Because I'm just asking. I'm just making honest suggestions here. Literally, if you're gonna ask me questions and ask for honest answers, then don't look at me like I'm a damn fool.
Well, right. I just told you.
I'm just asking. Get rid of overtime. Then we add a fifth quarter, or we add a fourth and a half quarter. Don't ask me an honest question.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But then you don't have enough time because if you put the fifth quarter,
I'm telling you to get rid of overtime altogether. Get rid of it as a context. The word overtime, it doesn't exist. There isn't no more.
So there's a fifth quarter.
Just extends.
Right. So
that's a suggestion.
The game extends, so whoever has the ball in the regulation keeps the ball.
That could be a possibility. I don't know. Talk to the people who make the rules.
No,
but I just thought it was interesting that they changed it.
I'm asking you, when you give a suggestion, I'm just trying to clarify so I can see if I can poke holes in it.
I know. I'm not a guy that tries to poke holes in it. I'm a guy that tries to resolve things. I was trying to make
That's what I'm saying. If you think that's what's fair, I want to say why it's not fair. Do you understand
I
what I'm saying?
I get that. I could do that, too. That's just not my goal. I can understand that. I can argue
lunch,
so I'm blue in the face, too. Yeah. I just don't want to.
I hear you, the 7-3. Decent argument. But, I mean, for a team to do a 7-minute drive, props to you. You do that, you guys deserve to win the
right,
game.
But
I'm just trying to find a
resolve.
But
somebody's always
going to
be unhappy.
Everybody's going to be unhappy.
It's a rabbit hole that's never going
to
get a
guys,
resolve.
You said never forget.
Proactive.
Here you go. Never forget.
It is tails.
Hasselbeck.
No, that was your boys.
Oh, that was
when you guys thought you won. No, that was.
Did they win that game or no?
No.
Or there's a defensive score. All replays are upstairs. Any questions? Cincinnati, you are still the visitors.
I was in the bathroom there, right?
He called heads. It is tails.
And then missing for Romo. Romo is the best.
Why does everybody just assume Mahomes has already scored here? Wow.
For the second straight week, the visiting Calls team out, makes dude. The
call. Love it.
Hearing I thought that, was a Seattle one.
I miss football.
Yeah.
Dang.
Hey, USFL starts, what, maybe this weekend or next weekend?
Yeah, how long are you going to watch that? You'll be three minutes into that and be like, yeah, I'm good.
Thank you for that memory, Ray.
Hey, we got baseball coming, boys.
We have that. Yes, I got your clip.
Go Royals.
Hey, it's Sizzin, Lunchbox, Pitts, and K-Dog on the call. The Bo Sox. Somebody else. Who knows? It's the Bo Sox world. Everybody else just living in it.
That boy, Kike. Hey, did you see? I know you guys talked about him the other day when they had that foul ball out. The Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
Did you see what they did with Bill Lee the other day?
No.
The other night? The Hall of Famer. He pitched for the Red Sox back in like the 70s, I think. They brought him down from the stands. He had a beer in a hand.
So tell everybody the Savannah, but are they just like a
I don't know if they're minor league. They're not a minor league team. Not
so
like
they're an independent league.
I guess, yes.
So they're not like the, see, I thought a little
is
bit
it
they
competitive
were,
or is it just for fun?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Are the Harlem Globetrotters or are they like playing real baseball?
They're playing. I mean, from what I see, they're keeping score. Because
it looks just fun
but
and
guys
exciting.
Have their sleeves cut off and like they're wearing just these crazy outfits and stuff like that. But I don't know. I was trying to look at that too, actually, to see if they're like
okay.
an actual league.
This is what it is. They're an American collegiate summer baseball team in Savannah, Georgia. So they are guys that play in college. They go play here for the summer.
So they're legit.
Yes.
They're legit.
So do the teams they play against do antics like that too? Or
I mean, from what I've seen, the other teams are wearing like some crazy jerseys too. And they're part of it, obviously, the rules and whatnot.
But, did you see? I saw a video where a pop fly in the crowd isn't out.
Yeah,
I
and they got him out. Yeah, and you guys talked about that the other day, right? I heard
Ray
you guys
was telling me,
yeah.
like, they. A foul ball, if they hit it in the stands and drunk Bill catches it while he's holding his beer, it's an out.
Yeah.
That's I need awesome. You to fill what, what's your story?
And so they brought Bill Lee down the other night, two nights ago, I think. He had a beer in hand, 75 years old, pitched for the Red Sox and the Montreal Expos for like 15 years.
Wow.
Brought him down from the stands, put him on the mound. Guy starts warming up, dude, and he strikes the batter out with a freaking beer sitting at the bottom of the mound.
Stop it.
He struck this dude
75
out.
75 years old.
75. Hey, and he looks good, too. Like, he was stretching. He was high kicking to stretch. He was getting up there. Must do a lot of yoga.
And he struck a college?
And he struck a guy out. That's he was good. Taught, like, one of them. It was pretty good. And the last one was just like a lob, basically, almost like a softball slow pitch, you know? Yeah. And the guy just thought he was going to just house it, dude. And he just whiffed on it, and the crowd went wild, picked up his beer, walked off, and started the drink.
Was it just a joke thing, or did it actually, it didn't count?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to find out more information about this league, dude. They brought him literally all walked right. down from the stands.
Here's some audio from SportsCenter. It says, if a fan catches a ball in the crowd, it counts as an out. So here's a play-by-play.
It's over second that he's there to catch every time, which is definitely so. Catch it. Stay in here.
Oh! That one's caught. It's out number three. How about that? Zach Wellen pops out to the crowd for the second time in his banana ball career.
In his banana ball career.
The crowd comes saying, together. Dude.
That is so, I mean, it's
I
so
I want to go to one of their games.
Are they getting paid, too? Are they paid players?
They have to, because the crowds are, I mean, they're packed.
Yeah, so I'm saying you're paid.
But if they're collegiate athletes, they can't get paid, right?
It's a separate
I don't know.
Entity, though.
I mean, why can't you have a job as a, like, isn't it?
Oh, I guess you do have a job in like the offseason.
Summer job or something.
Look at
But they go on tour. Yeah,
on their Twitter, right? They got that video of the old guy going down there.
They go on tour.
Somebody said they were never this, the games were never this lit when I was there, but they actually look like they're turning up now. Savannah Bananas.
Boys, when are we going to Savannah, dude?
Damn.
They said, oh, here's a comment.
Well, you can go to Kansas City. You can go to Columbus, Birmingham. You can go to West Palm Beach, Florida.
They need to come play the sounds.
Kansas City has it?
They go, Savannah is pretty much a worse version of New Orleans. Okay. That's not a great review.
That's not good. That's not good. This is so interesting.
It's wild.
Dude, they should do that in the MLB. It'd be great.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
Speeds up the game.
Yeah. Hey, big game, big weekend this weekend for me, though.
Can't wait.
No. My first game tomorrow as coach. So, practice didn't go so well. I don't know if you heard. Practice was a nightmare. We had our first practice with the three-year-olds.
Are you kicking the kids?
No. One kid.
What are we talking about? Soccer, baseball?
Yeah. Soccer. Elijah, the one kid, he just sat there the whole practice and threw a soccer ball at my back. Like, for 45 minutes.
Does he want to come on the pod?
He's already my favorite.
I mean, it was, and then one kid, Amanda, she wanted to play freeze tag the whole time. I was like, what are we doing?
They're three.
Madison, what do you expect? Madison never took the field. Sat behind dad all the whole time. The other half, I mean, just over there eating crackers. I mean, it was.
What did you expect,
Timmy?
It was a disaster.
Do you expect him to huddle around and?
But Malcolm was the one kid. He would sit there and kick it at the goal, kick it at the goal. Like I laid out cones and everything. No. I laid out cones and everything to do drills.
Middle, yes.
And I spent like 10, 15 minutes laying out the cones. And I turn around, and there's a damn kid following behind me picking up every single cone. So.
I love it.
We have our first game tomorrow.
I can't wait.
At 9:30 a.m. And I have a feeling it's going to be, because they don't know any of the rules. They don't know how to do anything. So I don't know how it's going to go.
It's going to be the best. You got to get video of it, dude. They're going to be running around just being children. It's going to be
fun. Yeah, they have no idea what's going on.
I can't even believe you.
You have kids playing like a rec.
An organized,
at 3 years old.
They're going to be running around wiping boogers on each other. Well,
I mean,
they should.
When do they start
fun.
Don't they start to walk at like two?
No, you about a year, year and a half. Okay. My first kid was 16 months, and then my second kid was 11 months.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying, Cal's a bust, you can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game,
bro.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I mean, you're honestly though three. I'm trying to think like they're gonna have refs out there.
Yeah,
like,
I got a ref.
And legitimately. All that.
Yeah. Any word on how the scoring works? Is there overtime? Not to be funny. I'm not being funny.
I see there, what you did there.
Nobody's gonna be scoring. Not the kids. Not the parents.
You think
it's
gonna end 0-0? Yeah,
there's gonna be some kid out there just balling everybody.
Eddie's 3 year old will score a lot of goals.
Really?
He's an athlete. He is.
And he already gets it.
Well, he's just more like he has muscles at 3 years old. Like at 2 years old, Eddie's 2 year old would ride the scooter full blast. His son, his 3 year old, is 6 months younger than my 3 year old. So, you know, whatever. So my kid's 3 and a half now. Eddie's kid just turned 3. My son is just now wearing his hand me downs from a year ago.
Really?
Well, I mean, if Eddie's
he had a size 9 shoe, like. A year ago.
Hey, if he's this developed, why doesn't his kid come run audio?
Yeah. Great question.
Tell him to come run the board for you.
Right? Arnold.
All right. Yeah, anything else you want to talk about? Was there anything on your mind?
Tell him about that, some legislation you were talking about this morning.
No, we don't want to talk about legislation.
You can bring a houseplant to work. I know he was...
There is a new hotel in Kentucky. They are the first of their kind. If you are... ever interested, you can take your houseplant and stay at that hotel.
Yeah.
Houseplants are welcome.
Kevin busted that this morning. I just want to let you know, Kevin was actually the first one to break that in the studio this morning, not you, Box. So it was breaking, but.
You said that?
I love houseplants.
Yeah, he broke it this morning.
Yeah.
You do not.
Yeah.
You stop.
I'm going to go to this hotel just so I can travel with my houseplant.
That's the succulent daddy, buddy.
I don't understand why you would need to take your houseplant on vacation.
Well, buddy, you got to keep the.
It's like a child.
You got to keep the soil moist.
You got to take care of them.
Okay, now you guys are just messing with me. You're just messing with me. I'm not gonna do it.
What if it dies, bub?
Then it dies. It's a plant.
You try going to Lowe's and picking out a house plant. What if you've got a nice dolphin tail that you got and you can't find again?
Especially on sale.
Yeah, for real, dude.
All right, you guys are idiots. Ray, have fun with your family.
You're married without house plants?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you got big weekend
married without house
plants. A lot of people are hooking up with those house plants.
Yeah.
That's why none of them own cactus, and I'll hang up and
listen on that. Got about 50 in my sunroom, ladies.
I tried that once.
Sucking with daddy.
Hopefully heading to Pigeon Forge this weekend, going to see if there's cable. I definitely want to watch the games, but I fell asleep last game. And they won. So it was good luck when I fell asleep and took a nap. So let me actually remind me, I need to take a nap the second half of the Kansas game.
I'll get you a houseplant and a hoodie. I'll get you a KU hoodie.
Even more fascinating than that is there's a huge fire in the Pigeon Forge area. It's called like the Indigo Lane Fire. And it's growing. It's right next to Dollywood. Acres and acres, less than 5% contained.
How does that happen during this weather? I mean, what's the...
I don't know if they got all the same rain we got. And they said even
though it's very windy. That's what happens with
it's
fires.
It's incredibly windy. That's probably what started it.
So I don't even really know if we're going to go still. I called the lady. I go, hey, can people still check into the hotel? Is everything good? I heard there's fires there. And she goes, we're all good. We're fine. Business as usual. Okay, cool.
That's today.
And I was like, can you smell the smoke? My allergies are really bad. I can't smell anything. Okay, thank you. You are awesome at your job with customer service.
I need to take the fam to Mother's Ruin, bub.
Ooh.
That's a bar.
Oh, don't want to do
that. I got to take you there.
Not on Sundays. It's a church. They Zoom on Sunday mornings.
Do a Zoom
on 11 a.m. Be there. 11 a.m.
Just about an hour.
Recap the soccer game to the family for an hour. It's going to be a blast.
K-Dog, have good time on Broadway. Pitts, enjoy the golf course wherever you're at, or if you're at home, water.
I'll be rock chalking, Bubbin. Taking care of the houseplants. Tulips are growing. Might have to mow the yard. It's going to be a big weekend up in spring.
Hopefully everybody enjoyed this pod without Eddie. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be a new thing here.
These two knuckleheads. I don't know, man.
I'm getting Southwest miles.
Are you still mad over these plants?
No, it's really annoying. But
let
I just
go.
Here's what I get
this
mad
music
about.
Is something.
Is I think I Pitts, we Pitts gets mad that I say stuff like I'm just trying to talk. It's a discussion because you have to have both sides of the discussion. When you present a point, I try to give you like
I
something.
I know, and I
and
gave you a
like,
long time to make a point.
Like,
you never did.
No,
so I just
no,
like, we got to move on.
I try to make solutions, and I think he gets mad at me.
No, but I mean, you can always, like, I can take up a million things and just start poking holes in it. My goal wasn't to poke holes in it. I just thought
you
it was
can't
interesting.
You can't poke holes in mine.
Sure I can.
Name it.
What if the team has it for 5 minutes and the other team has it for five, and then it shoots a hole in your argument because it's
equal? No, then
equal.
It's even.
Exactly. Shit on you.
See, okay.
You two will just never stop.
I just think
I never wanted
you guys
to
are
you.
A bad
I just
mix.
Thought
you
it
guys
was
are
interesting.
A bad mix. But a good mix. A good mix.
I think he gets mad at me and it sucks. But all right.
Are you going to be okay?
Oh, yeah. I have a great weekend.
Okay.
Kaepernick going to be the backup, honorary backup, Michigan Pro Day or something like that.
Yeah.
I didn't
what's
understand
that
what that.
Does he have ties to Michigan or what's that about?
No, Harbaugh. That was his coach.
Niners.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he's.
He went to Nevada.
It's college.
Yeah,
I get that.
Michigan, same thing.
Yeah, I don't know how that plays into Michigan.
Just wanted to stay
because
relevant.
Harbaugh's the coach there, so they still have a relationship. So he comes and says, hey, what up?
Somebody said he got turned down for the Vikings job. Now he's just trying anything.
That's Kevin O'Connell's job, baby.
O'Connell.
Is that your cousin?
Skull, baby.
That ain't your cousin.
What?
It's not your cousin.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, whatever. All right, let's go home.
Come on. Hey, have fun babysitting.
Babysitting? I'm not babysitting.
Three-year-olds tomorrow.
Soccer.
Yeah, do you know what that is? Those parents are smart. They got a free babysitter for 3 hours.
Drop them off the box. Hey, watch them.
Hey, like, this is the cheapest babysitter I've ever had.
But I will tell you, since we bought my son's cleats on Monday night.
He's outgrown them.
He has slept with them every single night.
Nice.
Every single night.
I love it.
Like, he calls, like, even if we forget him, he calls down, Dada, Dada. And I come down there, where are my favorite soccer shoes?
Nice.
You go get them, and he goes. Thank you. And he puts him right by his head in his pillow.
I love it.
Same thing with Kevin and his plant.
He's single, ladies.
Come and get him.
Oh, man. All right.
See you guys at Neighbors tomorrow for the game.
All right. See you later, guys.
Get there early.
All right. Oh, wait. We don't have Eddie, so you guys got to buzz it. pretty good buzz. Yeah. I don't know if they liked that. Was that pod pretty good? I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was good. Yeah.
I mean, we got my dad on the phone. That was
I forgot about that.
A little weird. But
I forgot about that. I think it would have been better with your mom just because she would have talked about the house.
I mean, you tried to breach yourself. We got that figured out. That was nice.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I had no idea.
It was interesting. You're not a jalapeno baby. Your brother is, but
you're my brother's the jalapeno
baby.
That's
crap. Hit the end button.
Is that all it takes?
Oh.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.